Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Yeah!
There's more that he requires of thee. There's more he wants today. You want to tell the Lord yes. Well, raise up your hands on today and wherever you are and tell him yes. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. Hey, God. Tell him yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Tell him yes. There's a yes in your spirit. Hey, God. The Lord got a yes in your soul. Tell him yes on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Oh, God. I'm telling you, I'm amped up today. I'm on fire. I told on a Sunday when I preached in my church that I'm explosive in the kingdom of God. I'm like TNT. Everywhere I go, the Lord just blows up in my life. Hallelujah. Hey, God, praise him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we got an awesome show on today. Hallelujah. We got a powerful woman of God coming before you on today. Oh, God, today is whatever you need and desire and want God to do for you Wednesday. I think I need to say that again. Whatever you need and desire and want God to do for you Wednesday. We got a powerful, awesome, dynamic woman of God. She's an explosive herself. She's a TNT herself. Her name is Apostle Denise Chase, hallelujah, and she's called in from South Bend, Indiana, and I'm going to let her come before you. We're going to let her just speak to you, and then the last 10 or 15 minutes of show, we're going to let her open up the phone lines and the text box and the chat room and whatever you have to say this woman of God, you can ask her. I promise you, I met this woman of God 2 years ago when I got ordained as an evangelist, and everything this woman of God has told me over my life, God has allowed that thing to manifest. So I'm telling you, get your notebook, get your paper, get your ink pen, get your pencil, and begin to write. And if you had a computer, begin to type the things that this woman of God is going to share with you on today. So I'm just going to present the psalm and introduce to others Apostle Denise Chase. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. I am so excited to be on today. God bless you, Associate Pastor Wiley. Greetings, Kingdom people. I am royalty listeners. I'm so glad to be here with you today. How many of y'all feel a charge from God in the spirit right now?
Hey, God.
Oh, I can't hear nobody saying nothing, but it's all right. But if you listen, and I know this word is for you today. I was sitting here, and I would just begin to go into prayer as the song was playing. God was charging us to tell him yes. And he said, there is more that I require of you. And I said, God, I said, what is it that you want me to say unto us today? What are you saying to our spirit today? God said, charge my people not to forget. To forget the call, not to forget the assignment, not to forget me. To charge them. Charge them again. Some of y'all done got weak. Some of y'all done got worn. Some of y'all want to throw in the towel. But God said, I come today to stir you up. God said, I come to reignite the fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you to keep you pushing forward to accomplish your kingdom assignment, your kingdom purpose. Today, God is coming to charge you. To charge you. To remember the charge that he has given you. You can't forget. You can't give up now. You can't throw in the towel. Amen. No matter what situations or circumstances look like, no matter what it feel like, you can't forget. You can't stop now. You've gained too much ground. You got too much to do to accomplish for the kingdom of God. So while you out there, you got to keep it moving. Touch yourself and say, I got to keep it moving.
I've got to keep it moving.
Glory to God. Glory to God. From 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version because I want y'all to get this today. Amen. What Paul told Timothy, his son, and I'm reading in the Amplified again. It says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by in the light of his coming and his kingdom. Verse 2 says, herald and preach the word. The King James say, preach the word. Say, be instant, in season, and out of season.
You gotta come on.
Verse 2 in the Amplified read like this, herald and preach the word. Cry loud and spare not. Don't shut your mouth now. You've been telling the truth all this time. Keep on telling the truth. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by at hand. Stand by and be at hand and ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable. God, in this season, people of God, this is 2011, the year of transition and change. God is getting ready to send us into some places that are very unfavorable. But you still have to go into these unfavorable places with the charge of God to speak forth the truth, to bring about deliverance and salvation unto his people. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You can't get weak. You can't get weary. You can't give up hope. You got to be like Jeremiah, like the charge he gave Jeremiah to set your face as flint. Don't look at their faces. Don't be intimidated by their looks. Don't be intimidated by their attitude, because I got you covered. Come on, come on.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
God said, I got you covered. So you got to remember that. As time is winding up, the return of the Lord is so soon upon us. That's why we can't give up now. We can't stop now. We got a lot of work to do and a little time to get it done in. With our families, in the marketplaces, in our communities, in our churches, everywhere God sends us, we got some ground to gain. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got to remember the charge that God has given us. He said, herald and preach the word. Not your opinion, not your feeling, not where you've been, where you come from, but he said, preach the word. Why? Because it is the word that is going to loose the chains of those that are bound in captivity. It is the word of God that's going to set the mind, those that are captivated in their mind free. It is the word of God that is going to produce salvation in the lives of the lost.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Lord.
We got to remember the charge. It says, hell and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Your life depends on this. This is what your very existence is all about, preaching the word of God.
Yes.
Whether it's sharing your testimony of what God is doing, whether it's speaking a prophetic word, whether it's giving revelation or wisdom of the word of God, your command, your charge is to preach the word. Touch yourself and say, I got to preach the word.
I got to preach the word.
Say, stand by, be at hand, and be ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, you, as preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong. You are the light that shines in the darkness in the hearts and the minds of the people that are walking contrary to the ways of God. You have a charge to keep. You have an assignment to fulfill. God is requiring you. God is requiring you to show forth the light of his glory through the power of his word.
Yes.
Where people are going wrong. So what is God saying to us, people of God? No longer is God allowing us to sit in church or to be live next door to our neighbor and not judge the sin in their life. See, we done got this whole judging thing wrong. We want to judge people by their actions. We want to judge people because we want to equate them to where we are. But that's not the type of judgment that God is talking about. God only gave us the power through the Holy Ghost to judge sin.
Judge sin.
Yes. Yes.
And watch this, people of God, and watch this. And we don't make the determination of what that sin is. It is the Holy Ghost that reveals.
Yes, Lord.
You better come out. Come on, Papa.
We gotten in trouble with people. We broken relationship because we wanted to speak out of turn, not seeking God for how to deal with certain things. God speak to us. He show us certain things concerning our brother or sister. And instead of us praying and interceding and standing in the gap, we just want to go running because we think we got a little anointing and we gonna change you.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Come on.
Yeah, help us, Lord. Father, forgive us for where we've fallen short in obeying your command and allowing your Holy Spirit to lead us. Forgive us for being led by our own flesh, by our own intellect.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us, oh God. Cleanse us now. God, we receive the correction of your word today.
Correct us,
oh God. God, I'm giving you the power to judge sin and sin only. I'm not rejecting the person. I love them.
I want them. But in order for me to get to them, the sin has to be removed.
You better come on. Come on. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all hearing the word of the Lord today?
I hear you. I hear it. I hear you.
The sin has to be removed. God said, I cannot dwell. I am too holy to dwell in an unclean temple. I'm not going to compete with the desires of a person's flesh. I'm not going to compete with another God in a person's life.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Somebody.
You better come.
Help us, Lord.
He don't even do that with you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He don't fight with you when you want to go left and he's telling you to go right. He don't fight with you.
Amen.
You better come on.
If you seek him, you acknowledging him, letting him direct your path, and he telling you to go right, then, and you have the right heart and the right mind to hear and adhere to what he's saying, then you're going to go right. You're not going to go left. You're not going to argue with him. You're not going to negotiate with him to go left.
Yes.
What does the left side have to offer you? Nothing. It's a temptation to your flesh.
Yes.
But because you walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, it don't mean nothing to you. So it's not hard for you to resist it and go in the way of God. Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on.
So, our charge is you as a preacher of the word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong and convince them. Rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Have your way, God.
Huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
So we're going to sit right there. We're going to sit right there for just a few minutes. Here is the charge. Here is the charge. Some of us have gotten off. Some of us have wavered because we've allowed people to sway us. We've allowed people to put us in compromising positions. We've allowed people, the feelings of people, to cause us to want to change the word of God or soften the word of God so it makes them feel good.
Yes, come on.
If y'all reading this scripture with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4, you see it for yourself. It's in black and white. It's mapped out for you. This is the instruction. You can't alter it in no way, shape, form, or fashion, and some of us have done that. We've told people it's okay for you to still go to the club. It's okay for you to still have sex and not be married.
Oh, my God.
But the Bible doesn't tell you that. The scripture don't tell you that. The scripture tells you to mortify the deeds of your flesh.
Yes.
It gives you a list of sins that are unpleasing to God in Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Does it not? Those of y'all that know your Bible.
My God.
It says to mortify the deeds of the flesh, which are these. Drunkenness, fornication.
Yes, yes.
Come
yes,
on now.
Yes, yes.
Ungodly desires. Come on, inordinate affection. And the list goes on. Y'all know what the Bible says. Y'all know what it says.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes, yes.
Come on
Lord.
Now. So you got to you got to remember the charge of God. God is a holy and righteous God. And he says to us, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
We don't know how to be holy without the Holy Ghost. We don't know how to walk in righteousness without the Spirit of the Lord dwelling in us to lead us and guide us into all truth. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
So those of us that understand this, those of us that have that revelation, those of us that are walking in the ways of God, our charge is, just as the light was shown on our wrong to bring us into a place of right standing with God, that is the same thing that we owe to our brothers and sisters that are straying away. Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
that is the
come
same
on.
Thing that we owe to those that are lost and dying. That is the same thing that we owe to those that's whoring after foreign gods. Come on.
Amen.
We've got to set apart the standard of the kingdom in the earth.
Right now, people don't want to come to church because they don't know what the truth is. It's so much, so many other religions out here, so many of this and that and the other, they don't know what the truth is because those of us that are supposed to possess the truth have compromised the truth.
Lord,
good God Almighty, God help us here today.
What a shame, what a shame.
God help us. God help us. He said, but you as a preacher, those of us as professors, to be called of God, to be the leaders, that the generals that God is raising up in this hour. Our charge is to preach the word, to show people in what way their lives are wrong. And we do that through the mirror of the word.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on, come
oh,
on.
Glory,
and
glory,
it's also saying, it's also saying to us, those of us that's leaders that have been given this charge, that we got to make sure that as we are showing the wrong in people's lives, that we are lined up with the word of God. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. We are not exempt from the word. We got to follow these same instructions. Just because God has called us to feed his flock, just because God has called us as leaders, does not make us exempt from obeying the word of God.
Yes.
How many of y'all have done experienced leadership like that? They tell you what to do, but they do what they want to do.
You better come on. You better come.
It's okay for them to give into the desires of their flesh, but you better not do it because you're going to bust hell wide open. Well, the same stands true for them, people of God.
That's true. So true.
Amen.
Come on, come on, come on.
We, in the kingdom, we do not operate by two sets of different rules. Everybody must obey and adhere to the same set of rules. The rules are the same for everybody.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Time.
Oh, yes, God.
And if the truth be told, those of us that are leaders are held at a higher standard of accountability.
That's
than those that we are called to lead, if the truth be told. So we might want to be careful and check ourselves where we are.
Amen.
We don't want to be found walking in hypocrisy. Come on, somebody. Because you might be thinking you hide from the people, but God is watching you all the time.
All the time.
Amen. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So he got better to what you're doing.
Yes, he knows.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
God ain't dumb, blind, crippled, or crazy. He is not on Prozac. He is not bipolar, nor is he schizophrenic. And he does
all
not
right.
suffer from short-term memory loss. Come on now.
Amen.
All right. Praise it.
God keeps good records.
Yes, he does.
What he's requiring us to do. Because he's judging us by what? His word.
Amen.
And if we are not obeying and not adhering to his word, walking in obedience, then that means we're walking in disobedience, which disobedience is sin, so we're separated from God.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
And while I'm going right here, the Holy Ghost just prompted something in my spirit. Let me say this. To those of you that's listening, that may be in a ministry right now that's dealing with this type of leadership, listen to me, people of God. This is the Holy Ghost talking to you. God is not requiring you to sit up under ungodly leadership.
Amen.
My God.
That's right.
You better come on.
Amen.
Yes.
God is not requiring you to sit up under ungodly leadership.
No.
Scripture charges you to follow your leadership as they follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
If they are not following Christ, you are not obligated to stay there.
That's the word.
Y'all better hear God. Some of y'all in turmoil right now. In the valley of decision, confused, upset, frustrated because you don't know what to do. Your answer just came. God is not requiring you to sit up under ungodly leadership.
Amen.
You go back and do your Bible study history. You go back and study the history of the Bible. In the Old Testament, when Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah, God dealt with the leaders of the people.
That's right. Yes, he did.
God did not charge the people for their
sin
because of their ungodly leaders. He dealt with the leadership that was leading
the
people wrong.
Bless God.
He's the same God today that he was then.
Same God.
If he judged the sins of the leaders then, he's still judging the sins of the leader now, and he is not holding you as a follower of this ungodly leadership accountable for what the leadership is doing to you.
I
want to encourage you right here. If you in turmoil in your leadership, if you are not getting what you need, if the food that they feed you is contaminated, find a new pasture. Jeremiah 3:15 says this, and this is God talking through the prophet Jeremiah. He said, I will give you pastors after my own heart that will teach you.
Yes.
That's right.
That will teach you knowledge and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
After my own heart. So now your charge is, for those of you that are in this place, and this is just a spiritual nugget that God has given me to put out here, is for you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the place up under the leadership that you need so that you can be stirred up, you can be nurtured, and pushed forth into the place where God is calling you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
To fulfill your kingdom assignment.
Yes.
See, God did not raise us up. Come on. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Now I might get in trouble. A whole lot of folk your switchboard will be lit up all day through tomorrow, Pastor Tishana. God did not raise us up to be slaves under the leadership that he has set over us. Hello, somebody.
Would you preach?
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Our job is not to make sure the pastor got something to eat. Our job is not.
And you've been giving you five in the Holy Ghost, okay?
Our job is not to do everything the pastor say do, even if it puts us in spiritual detriment. That is not our job. God is not holding us accountable to that foolishness. This is why we got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, so we have discernment to know what is of God and what is not of God.
A
lot of us are getting hoodwinked, switched, and bamboozled, being manipulated by ungodly leadership because we don't know the word of God for ourselves.
Say it now. You're telling the truth.
Preach, Apostle.
So I'm charging you today. The charge of the Holy Ghost today is to seek him for where he needs you to be. The charge of the Holy Ghost to you, leaders that are in right standing with him, to preach the word in season and out of season. Continue to tell the people the truth. Continue to shine the light of the kingdom of God on the darkness in their life so that they can get it right.
Wow.
Let me tell y'all something. God is just like that best friend you got in your life. Everybody got one friend in their life that keep it 100 with them, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And you appreciate that one friend that keep it 100 with you more so than the other ones that try to boost your ego. Come on, somebody.
Lord,
I would rather somebody to tell me the truth when I'm doing wrong, then to continue to watch me do wrong and put myself in jeopardy, everybody else.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, how true.
Wow.
This is the charge that Paul is giving Timothy right here. Whether they like you or not, whether they understand it or not, whether they agree with it or not, still tell them the truth. They don't get mad. It's going to be uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, they will realize it's what they need and not what they want.
My.
You better come on.
You are preaching. I'm telling you.
The Holy Ghost is real.
Yes, it is.
And he does not alter what he requires. Amen.
That's right. Man.
God said, I put my word above my name.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about you doing what you're doing in the name of Jesus all you want to.
If you're not doing it according to the word of God, you are in sin.
My God.
You better say it.
My God, my God.
What a word. Oh. What a word.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You better come on.
God is charging us today, people of God, to walk this straight and narrow path of holiness and righteousness to bring him glory, not according to our flesh, not according to our will, but humbling ourselves, submitting ourselves under his will, that he may exalt us. Amen?
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't care. Let me say this. I don't care how much you do for those that you're sitting up under. You can't do enough work to promote yourself in the kingdom of God, because if you're not doing everything that you're doing as unto the Lord, it's for
the Lord. Unto the Lord. Unto the Lord.
Yes. Oh, my God. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It is insane. What you doing? If God is not giving you his stamp of approval, if God is not letting you know that he is pleased with the work that you're doing, if your heart is not consecrated and pure towards God to fulfill his will, it is in vain. Your labor is in vain.
Amen. Amen, amen.
The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 15 and 58, it says to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, not the work of your pastor.
Come on now. Come on now.
You say in the work of the Lord, knowing this, that your labor is not in vain.
Yes,
As long as you're doing the work of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me clear this up right here for somebody that may be confused and rebuke the enemy that may want to get this twisted in somebody's mind. If God gives you a specific assignment to serve your leadership and you know that it's God, please continue to do that.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, you said yes.
Right.
Serve your leadership, but remember to do it as unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Don't get caught up with trying to please the man or the woman.
Right.
That's where we get twisted. That's how we set ourselves up for church hurt.
Come on now.
Because we're trying to get validation or approval from a man or a woman that don't have the authority to give it to us. You were already validated by God before the foundation of the world.
My.
So you got to do it with the right attitude, the right mindset. Your heart got to be towards God.
Right.
In obtaining the blessings and the promises that God has for you. Amen.
Oh, bless God.
Amen.
If you're doing anything other than what God directs you to do, it is in vain.
Amen.
God is not pleased. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path.
Yes, Lord.
So you got to make sure everything that you're doing is as unto the Lord. If you're confused about it, if you are not certain, then you need to go back and pray and wait till you get a clear answer from God as to what he desires for you to do.
Amen.
And how he wants you to do it.
Amen.
Yes, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, again, people of God, the charge to us today is to continue to do what God has called us to do as his leaders, telling the truth.
Amen.
Y'all take this scripture and meditate on it. Let it minister to your spirit. If you found yourself straying away from this, repent. And say, God, forgive me. Put me back on the right path, God, so I can do what's pleasing to you, to bring you glory.
Yes, Lord.
This is our charge, and I'm going to read the scripture one more time, and I'm done. It says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by in the light of his coming and his kingdom, herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient,
whether yes. it is welcome or unwelcome. You, as preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
Amen.
And beat them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. How many was blessed by this word today? How many of you who was this word for today? Who was God talking to today?
Hallelujah. I received that word today.
Glory to God. Woman of God, I'm done. If they want to ask questions, if they want prayer, whatever it is they need, the floor is open.
My.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. How many of y'all out there that's on the switchboard, on the phone lines out there, and I'm Royce Landis listening, was blessed by this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God, for this mighty and wonderful word. Oh, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Well, we have 20 more minutes left until to the show, so I'm going to go in order of your last 4 digits of your number, and if you have anything to say to Apostle Chase or me, or just speak into the atmosphere to the listeners that's listening right now over the airways, I will let you say something. Oh, I know who this is. This is my Mother Newson 3000.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, I thank and praise God. I'm always positioned and in tune for when the word of God goes forth. And I do appreciate the women of God that are coming forth and standing and doing the work in spite of what some may say that women are not supposed to do.
Amen.
I thank God for this radio, this internet radio program that's a blessing to so many, some that can't make it to church because of work schedule. I praise God for the spoken word by the woman of God and for the word that was spoken out over the airways to those that are in a type of bondage because they're serving man or woman rather than serving, doing all they can as unto the Lord. I just praise God to see the younger women going forth as I continue to pray for all that are
Amen.
In ministries, all that are on the battlefield for the Lord. I
Amen.
Pray for all of those who are on the front line and the ones are most apt to be wounded. But one
Amen.
Thing about
you.
Being wounded in the service of the Lord, God is a
yes,
healer.
God.
And he
yes,
can
heal
up every
God.
Wound that we receive. God bless you, Sister Tashana, and God bless you, Apostle Chase, and to all that are listening. And we continue to go forth in the Lord, for as you said
Amen.
Earlier, the time is drawing nigh. And we don't
Absolutely.
Have the time that we once had. So we have to be busy so that we can redeem the time. God bless you. And I'm just
Amen.
Happy to be in
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my mother, my church, Mother Newson. Hallelujah. Powerful woman of God. I say one of the best mothers
Amen.
In the world. That's wisdom right there. That woman
Amen.
Got some wisdom of God. Do you hear me? And I'm telling you, she, oh, God, she's a pop, and she's a shouter. She can out shout some of us, of young women. I'm telling you,
to
get it in. For God, do you hear me? Y'all ain't saw no doubt. So you
yes.
saw Mother Newsom
yes,
shout.
I'm a
I love to see
I'm a praiser. I'm a praiser.
I'm
Hallelujah.
Telling you. So I just thank God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. For her just being on here, she's so supportive of me. I never really had support from a mother because my mother, you know, never was around. But I thank God for answering my prayers to send me another mother after my aunt died 2 years ago who was like my mother, and he sent me Mother Newson, and I just
Amen.
Praise God for that, and she's so supportive
Amen.
Of things that I do at the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Next,
Amen. Praise God.
Next caller, you live on the air, you can ask Apostle Chase a question, and your last 4 digits is 0153, area code 615.
Hello. Good afternoon, Pastor Tashana. This is LaTanya from Nashville.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
God.
It's one of my spiritual sisters that I met.
Amen.
I met this woman of God when I was preaching today.
Thank you.
Well, say it again, Sister Latanya. Couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I said I enjoyed the radio broadcast. That was very inspirational.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the words that I've learned for the last couple of minutes. I didn't get to catch it at the very beginning, but it was touching. And some people do go through bondage with churches or whatnot, because I was
my God.
Like that at one point in time. So.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything you want to ask her, Sister Latanya? You need prayer for anything you want to ask the woman of God?
I need prayer for health. Prayer for health. Better health.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what she said.
Prayer for better health.
All right. All right. Well, we know God is a healer. Anybody else that needs prayer for healing?
Amen.
Anybody else on here need prayer for healing? Okay, I don't think anyone else needs prayer for healing.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Latanya before you right now. God, we touch and agree with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Father, your word decrees and declares unto us that Jesus came to heal all manner of sickness and disease.
Yes.
And you said it to us in your word, God, that as our soul prosper, God, we will prosper in health. So I thank you right now for releasing the balm of Gilead to flow from the crown of the woman of God's head to the sole of her feet, God, to heal, restore, and make her whole. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke affliction. We rebuke and cast out sickness in her body right now. We speak to every organ, every muscle, every tissue, every joint in her body and command it to line up with the word of God. Encourage her spirit now, God. Father God, let her know that you're moving right now, God. You're turning things around, God, and restoring and making her whole, that she may go forth, Father God, running to complete the assignment that you sent her here to do. In the name of Jesus. Stir up that healing anointing in her, God, that she may go forth, God, touching, Father God, and releasing your healing virtue and power to those that are in need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that the enemy is a defeated foe. Father God, I don't care what the doctors have told her. God, we don't care. I don't care what the doctors have told her. We believe your report, and your report says that she is healed by your stripes. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you today for manifesting supernatural healing in the woman of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Apostle Chase.
Yes.
One of the listeners who's listening through her computer, her name is Sister Terry. She just texted me and let me know in the chat room that she needs prayer for healing too. So her name is Sister Terry.
Amen. Well, we release that same prayer over her. Anybody that needs healing, the prayer of healing has been prayed. Believe it and receive it by faith. God is not a respecter of person. The healing anointing is flowing. All you got to do is reach up. Just begin to worship God. Begin to praise God. Begin to receive it and decree it and declare it over your life. It is done now in Jesus' name.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to ask, I'm going to ask someone else that's online. Your number is ending in 733-0605. Hi, you're live on the air. Caller, you're live on the air, 605-7330. Hello? I think they just might want to listen in. Okay, next caller, you're starting with area code 870-278-2161.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I am Sister Tawanda, and I am originally from Benton Harbor, Michigan, but right now I'm in Arkansas, and I really enjoyed the word on today, and I wanted to say hello to Pastor Shoshana, and also I give honor to her guest speaker, and I've been in a situation like that, but it wasn't like that in the beginning, but it ended like that. And so So I think I praise God for the word anyway. But it was certain parts that I did find myself in, the certain part of her that came forth. But right now I'm just at a point where I'm really praying and asking God for a new thing, you know, a new experience. That's what I would need prayer for, because, and then I'm believing God for that. And I know he'll do it, because I was once a babe in Christ and kind of pretty much still is, but I'm learning a lot, and I do get in the word for myself, and I also have a relationship. And so that's one of the things that I'm really praying for right now, is for the Lord to take me up to a next level, to the next level in him, and I also want to experience a new experience with him.
Amen. Well, that's Amen. Very obtainable. God bless you, woman of God. That's very obtainable. And what I hear the Lord saying is simple. All you got to do is let go of the old to embrace the new.
Amen.
Let go of the old.
Amen.
Whatever you may be thinking, whatever you may be feeling, whatever is hindering you from entering into this place, God said, let go of the old. I believe it's in the book of Matthew where he said, well, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. See, a lot of us
come
and ask God for a new thing, for a new experience, but we do it holding on to old stuff. So we got to let go of the old in order to embrace the new. So that means in going to the next dimension in God, there's a new attitude, there's a new mindset that you have to have. Your heart has to be clean. Your spirit has to be purified to go to this place.
Amen.
Amen. So it's attainable. So as you're praying and seeking God, be willing to let go of the things he's saying you need to let go of. Amen.
Amen.
Because we can never pray that prayer. We can never pray that prayer and God answer us and not show us. Amen?
Amen.
And
yes,
that's how I responded.
Amen.
Okay, because he's saying, I want to bring you higher. But in order for you to come higher, you got to let go of the baggage that's weighing you down.
Amen.
Y'all done seen a hot air balloon, how they cause it to fly off the ground. Not only do they use the heat, but those sandbags that's weighing it down to keep it on the ground have to be loose in order for that hot air balloon to go up. Is that right?
Yes.
So I'm not just speaking to Sister Tawanda today, but to all those that are in that very same place that are seeking God to go to a new dimension, to a greater dimension in him. Let go of the sandbags. Let the dead weight stay on the ground. You don't need it. If it was a factor to you, I'd be saying to let it go. But because he has new raiment for you, he has a new glory to put on you. You don't want to put new clothes on top of old clothes. Hello, somebody.
You better come on.
Huh? So don't be afraid, people of God, to let go of the old. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
The next person is my sister, a powerful woman of God. She was on the New Year's Eve show with you, Evangeline
Amen.
Daphne.
Amen. Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello?
Can hear you.
I just want
yes,
to... That word was good to me. It was for me. It blessed me. It gave me clarity on some things. I'm
Praise
telling
God.
You today, God began to deal with me about the church hurt. And it's not the building that hurts the people. It's the people inside the building that hurt others and keep them away from God. Because
Come
we are
now.
The individual churches. And when individual churches are going through their own issues, they hurt other churches. So therefore, you
That's
have a body of hurt people walking around looking for somebody to restore them. I'm telling you, woman, I have been blessed today. I went ministry and went to another, and sometimes, I'm telling you, this thing called religion is killing the body of Christ. But
yes,
I thank God for a woman of God that will cry loud and spare not. I appreciate the Holy Ghost in you that you allow to use you on today. I'm here
yes,
to tell
Lord.
You we're in a season where we're being provoked by the Holy Spirit to get it right.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
I thank God
Absolutely.
For the word today. I thank God, like you said, let go of the sandbags. Hallelujah. We can go higher in God. I appreciate
it.
Amen. I can't appreciate God enough for you today. You know,
yeah.
I was talking to a sister today, and sometimes you just got to, we can talk to God, but sometimes you got to know that somebody else know where you're coming from in the spirit. And today,
amen,
you have to let me know. I'm telling you, I am over here responding. I can't even tell you how excited I am in my spirit. I've been feeling light all week long because God is just lifting things, and when He's lifting you, when you're free, hallelujah, you can receive a word that will set you.
Come on, evangelist.
I can't look. Usually I would cry about it, but I'm smiling about it today.
Come on.
I'm smiling because I ain't got to be babysat by nobody, but I thank God for the meat of the word today. That meat that came to correct today. That meat that came to give me clarity today, to let me know I was on the right track in the Holy Ghost. Many times I found myself blaming myself for situations that happened, but I thank God for allowing the situation to happen so He can move me to a better place in Him. Woman of God,
yes.
Bless. I'm telling you, I can't even. I'm excited right now.
Amen.
Pastor Tashana would tell you, I have been in a battle for a whole year coming out of a ministry. But I thank God today that freedom in the Holy Ghost is better than any fear of thing I could ever have. I appreciate God for you, women of God, that's not afraid to open up their mouth. I'm telling you, from that. And that's St. John 14:27 in the Amplified Version, that what you just read. And even when you in the book of Peter, when you said herald and preach the word, we got to be ready to preach the word in season and out of season, whether we out the storm, when we going in the storm, we got to preach the word. Because people don't want to hear the truth, especially people that's under religious leaders. They don't want to hear the truth. People that don't want to hear the truth, that's under legalism. People that don't want to hear the truth, I'm here to tell you. You have done a great service for me today, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive today. I receive today. Hallelujah. I thank God for His presence. I thank God for your voice. I thank God for the weapon of your voice against the enemy today. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop because I'm telling you, I'm excited in my spirit today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm excited in my sanctified soul today. Hallelujah. I feel like Jeremiah. It's like fire shut up in my bones right now. And I thank God, hallelujah, for people that hear from God and that's not afraid to share what they have gotten from the mountain of God. I am telling you, I can't even say no more. I'm just excited. I'm excited. I had got to the point, if woman of God, that I didn't want to preach the word no more. Hallelujah. I didn't want to go forth in the word no more. But I'm telling you, I'll be preaching on next weekend, and I'm ready to do whatever God called me to do.
Thank
I don't
God.
Care who
you
the
You got to come out of this.
I'm excited.
You
got to
come on.
I just can't express my thanks and gratitude to God for you on today. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to tell you to just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We only have about, actually, we really don't have no more seconds. He gave us like 5 minutes to go over. And I really can't go too much over this time because on New Year's Eve, both shows, Kings and Queens of Riches, we went over 30 minutes each time, so they only allow me to go like 5 or 10 minutes over. But I want to let you all know that I'll be back tomorrow at this time at 2 p.m. I'm on four times. I'm on Mondays at 2, Wednesdays at 2, Thursdays at 2, and Friday I'm on prime time at 6 p.m. So you can catch me here every week, four times a week. Call in at 917-889-7059. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Tashana Wiley. You also can go on imeruby.ning.com, and you can also listen to this or anytime you want to over and over again
I also will be putting it on I'm a Ruby. I also be putting it on my Facebook page and tweet in MySpace and other different websites, so you can listen to this anytime you want to if you need it for your spirit and you need it for your soul. I want to let you know that before we close out on today, I want you to know that you grab this word that this woman of God has given us. I'm telling people in the chat room telling me how they you bless them, woman of God, with this word. People in the text box. People is hitting me up always telling me how you bless them with this word. So you keep on opening up your mouth. You move forward and don't you be stopped. I want you to know that God is using you and using you like never before. And I'm telling you, greater is on the way and right in the season right now for you. You be blessed, woman of God. I will have you back. How many of y'all wanted to come back? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, some of you wanted to come back. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, God, this is, I'm telling you, last time she was here last year, they said they wanted her back. I let her come on New Year's Eve. They said they wanted her back, and I let her come today, and they said they want her back. So I'm going to set it up again for her to come back. Hallelujah. So I want you to know you'll be blessed. You keep this word, you grab it to your heart, and watch God perform miracles in your life. I'm your host, Associated Pastor Tashana Wiley. As we close it out, I'm going to leave you with a song at closing. I want you to know to be blessed and keep the faith, and you are a king and queens with riches, city in heavenly places. Agape!
This right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on. We're going to take it back a little bit.
I got to call him.
Y'all wasn't expecting this, was it? Sometimes you feel like time is running out. Check it out. Listen.
Sometimes you feel like it's over.
Trying to keep you from crying and keep you from dying.
Operator, get heaven on the line.